Hey, we are here live. Whoa! Backstage, Wango Tango. Big thank you to Sugar Bear Hair, because without them, this would not be possible. Mm. They made it possible for us to be recording our Help I Suck at Dating live from this concert venue, which is pretty exciting. The Jonas Brothers are performing. Taylor Swift is performing. Dean is performing. He just doesn't know it yet. He's going to go up on stage.
More importantly than any of that, there's Sugar Bear Hair an arm's length away from us at all times, and it is awesome. You guys know that I've been growing my hair out for a while. Actually, your hair is getting pretty long
as well.
It's
getting pretty long. I'm in the in-between awkward stage of where it's
you wanna know what
not
really,
long enough.
Right.
So I either get a haircut or I just continue going with
That's
it.
That's where I am. I feel like the awkward stage lasts from 3 months to 15 months. Mm-hmm. It's like the range is so long. But thankfully, Sugar Bear Hair allows us to grow some beautiful locks. And I was going to say earlier, I've been taking Sugar Bear Hair for I've been growing my hair for, at this point, like 8 or 9 months. I'm still in that awkward stage, as you were saying, but
I don't think you are.
Well,
I think the awkward stage is starting to fade away. You were, I looked back at pictures of us from promoting the podcast probably like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You were in the awkward stage then,
well,
and
even,
I just didn't know it.
You even made a comment the other day. You were like, Dina, I don't think I've seen you not wear a beanie for like 7 or 8 months, and I'm like, yeah, I'm still kind of in that awkward stage, you know what I mean? Like, it looks decent and it's flowing out the bottom.
It looks
here.
Like a mullet a little bit right now,
which I kind of like.
Yeah. Oh, I dig it. I love flow.
That's like
my biggest thing, when especially wearing a beanie with the hair flowing out the back.
Makes you think of like, well, Tom Brady 2006 or whatever the heck.
2010, get it right, man. I showed Ashley a picture of Tom Brady from 2010 earlier today, actually.
Like you,
because we were talking about the awkward phase and hair, and I say, oh, what? He has a best buddies thing that he was at. We saw pictures at him, and she says, oh, he looks his best right now. And I was like, he does not. And I showed her a picture from 2010. We had the hair flow, and I was like, this was Tom Brady's.
I appreciate that you're comfortable enough with yourself to give a man credit for his best looking phase of his life.
Dean, how many times a day do I tell you how good looking you are?
I'm saying I appreciate that you're that comfortable with yourself.
I'm very comfortable.
You know?
You're very comfortable as well.
I like that there's no toxic masculinity on this podcast.
Oh, none at all. Honestly, Vanessa is probably the most masculine out of all of us.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment to her. She could definitely, I think Vanessa could easily beat us up.
Yeah.
Probably at the same time.
Yeah. I bet you she could squat more than me. She's got some powerful thighs, legs.
Yeah.
And again, I mean that respectfully too.
Yeah. I'm engaged. I'm not going to compliment it. She's strong down there.
I'm single. Vanessa's got some hot damn legs. I'll tell you that right
Let's
now.
Let's just hope her boyfriend doesn't listen to that.
Yeah, or her, or anyone listens to this, because
that
would be embarrassing.
And I know, thinking about it, because Easton, you're sitting right next to us as well. I'm not going to say you're not a masculine man, but I think you're in the same group as us. We're just self-aware.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. You're right. Dealt a hand when you're born, and you got to either play that hand or pretend you have something else. And we're just playing the hand we're dealt.
That's right.
The hand that we're dealt. Well, we're very excited to be here at Wango Tango. Like we said, Jonas Brothers, Taylor Swift is performing. We're also going to have a guest coming.
Wait, Jared, before you talk about the guest, though,
oh,
I have something really important to do.
Perfect.
Hell,
nice.
I Suck at Dating with Dean, Vanessa, and Jared, an iHeartRadio podcast.
But how could have we forgotten about our intro song?
We were flowing pretty well without an intro song. I'm pretty proud of us.
Yeah, that was really good.
So tell us what we're going to have on today.
So we're going to have a guest that was formerly a part on The Bachelor. So a Bachelor alum.
Okay.
I won't say who it is.
Tease it.
It's a female.
Right.
She will be on the podcast in a little while. What was that sound, by the way?
Oh, that was my phone. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I was texting Vanessa about her legs.
All right. Well, that's a fair statement. So we're excited to have her come here and talk to us about her dating life and what she's up to now.
What else? Before she gets here, what should we ask her? What kind of questions do you want to have for Corinne?
Well, you spoiled it.
Oh, crap.
Dean.
All right. You spoiled last week. I spoiled this week. Now we're even.
All right. That's fair. Well, we have Corinne Olympias on the podcast today. We'll obviously talk about her dating life, what she's up to now.
That,
I feel like
that was a genuine mistake. I didn't mean to spoil that.
I know. I wonder if she's going back on Paradise.
Yeah. You never know.
You never know who's going to be on Paradise, you know? So we're here at Wango Tango. Who are you most excited to see, Dean?
I'm just happy to be here, honestly, with you.
I'm always happy to be with you.
I've heard there's New Kids on the Blocker here.
No. Oh, God. Here we go. Yeah, keep going. Backstreet Boys. NSYNC. NSYNC is reunion.
Jonas
Brothers
are here.
Yeah. Jonas Brothers are here. Yes. Do you know a Jonas Brothers song? Are you a Jonas Brothers guy?
I honestly couldn't name a single one of their songs.
Have you heard Sucker? That's a pretty popular one right now.
Here's my thing. I know all the names.
Okay.
I could recognize the names. I don't know any of the songs. I probably don't know many lyrics. I'm not big into the top 40. Which I know, am I allowed to say that on the podcast? Because iHeart's like all top 40, you know?
You're just a little different. There's nothing wrong with that.
I love like alternative folk music and like that type of stuff. I don't know.
No, I'm down. I like that kind of stuff too. Do you know who Greg Laswell is?
No, but I should I look him up?
Great artist. Yeah. Okay. Love him a lot. Anyway, so Ashley is obsessed with the Jonas Brothers to the point where she brought her sister Lauren and her friend Lizzie here as well. And
here today. Okay.
And they've been apparently Jonas Brothers fans for like 10 to 12 years. I have to constantly hear about these three guys to a point where they even said, I heard this one time, that this is the first time they're bringing a significant other to a Jonas Brothers concert and they feel awkward about it.
Because their level of obsession is so high.
Yes. Because apparently Ashley's told me this. She said that she always envisioned that she was going to marry Joe Jonas. And that was just going to happen for her one day.
As she's shooting for the stars, literally.
I know. And then she settled for me, the poor woman.
Would you say that's her hall pass, is Joe Jonas?
She has no hall passes. I don't have a hall pass.
What do you mean? Tom Brady's your hall pass, I thought.
No.
What about...
Unless a hall pass with Tom Brady is like getting dinner and playing football.
What about Giselle?
No, I'm not a big Giselle. I mean, she's beautiful,
okay,
obviously.
Okay. What if Tom Brady approaches you and says, Jared, my marriage has been in a rut lately. I know you're a big fan. My wife loves you, and I need you to, you know, take her out, show her a good time. And what would you say? Because he's like, look, this will motivate me to win another Super Bowl for you and for Ashley. What do you say?
Another Super Bowl. I mean, I would talk to Ashley and have a serious conversation and say, babe, a seventh Super Bowl is on the line right now. I must do what Tom Brady has told me to do.
Twist my arm.
Twist my arm. Why don't you
do it?
I guess, well, I used to be, my celebrity crush used to be Rachel McAdams. She was definitely
from Notebook or Wedding Crashers. Which one?
I love her both, but that's why she's so beautiful. Because Wedding Crashers, she's very pale in that movie with dark hair, and she's stunning. And then in Wedding Crashers, she has red hair there, and she's beautiful. My favorite movie of hers is Red Eye. That's where I think she looks her best.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Easton perked up right there.
I think Killian Murphy is the villain on that.
Yeah, Oh, he's great. He's fantastic.
Scarecrow.
Great movie. It's directed by R.I.P. Director of Scream. Oh my God. Wes Craven.
Yep. Rachel McAdams is also in Doctor Strange. I'd like to point that out.
Oh, that she is. So, Dean, you're not in a relationship, but who's your celebrity crush?
I feel like we talk about this at least once a month, and I don't know. I think Ashley, maybe. If she was single.
Oh my God, here we go.
I don't know.
You know, Dean's just always making things awkward, isn't he?
My celebrity crush, if I go by who I follow on Instagram, it's Sloan from Entourage. I always followed her, always had a big crush on her.
So I actually just went to Goal on 3rd, which is owned by Kevin Conley.
Yep.
I saw him there.
We were just looking at his name up the other day, weren't we?
Yeah, like last time we did the show.
Oh, really?
This, yeah. I don't know if it was on the air.
Because Kevin Conley is good friends with, like, Wahlberg or something.
Yeah.
Well, he's friends with DiCaprio.
That's what it was.
And he owns the bar. So it's called Goal on 3rd. It's a sports bar. I went to go see the Bruins.
And Emmanuel.
Not see the Bruins. Watch the Bruins there.
Shaqiri was there?
No, Kevin was there.
Wow. I don't care about Kevin. I care about Sloan.
Oh, well, she wasn't there, unfortunately.
That's my celebrity crush. That was a long explanation of who my celebrity crush would be.
Oh, okay. I don't even know what she looks like.
But then also Gal Gadot is really beautiful.
Yeah, well, Wonder Woman.
Brenda Song. Constance Wu, even though I've heard she's not the nicest person in the world.
So if you go to Paradise, you're going to tell the producers when they ask, hey, who do you want to see down here? You're going to say, I want to see Wonder Woman.
In a hypothetical world where I went to Paradise.
Hypothetical. This is all hypothetical.
Yeah. It's help I suck at dating. Hypothetically, we suck at dating.
Yeah.
You're getting engaged. You're getting married next month. A couple months.
Technically, I could still suck at dating.
That's true.
You just have to ask Ashley whether I suck or not and whether she's making a sacrifice.
We should actually have an episode with Ashley on at some point.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be interesting to hear her point of view of what it's like dating me.
But I want me and her in a room, just us two, 20 minutes, and then she leaves, you come in 20 minutes, and I'm going to ask you guys the same questions. It's going to be like a love game.
Oh, I like it.
And then
I don't like that.
20 minutes with Ashley, 20 minutes with you, and then 20 minutes all three of us together.
Well, we just got to make sure our story's straight before we do that,
No, we're going to spring it on you. Surprise. I'm going to start formulating this. Easton, you're going to be my accomplice, and we're going to make this happen.
It would make for a very compelling podcast,
yeah.
I will say that. I think we're very open with each other, and we talk a lot, so I don't know if there would be a lot of things that we're on different wavelengths about, because like anything that bothers her about me, she lets me know immediately. Mm. And then things that bother me about her, I don't really talk about, but honestly, a lot of the things don't bother me. Oh, very nice photo op. A lot of things don't bother me. It's more so because anything that bothers me, I try to rationalize in my head
you're
why
like,
it's bothering
me. Like, this shouldn't be bothering me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like it's more of a detriment on me mm-hmm. than on her. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It's more of a reflection on your inability to understand why it's bothering you than her ability to change what she's doing.
Exactly.
Yes. And I agree. I've shared that sentiment in the past as well.
Yeah.
I saw her Instagram story the other day where she was like coming home from the concert or something, and she was like creeping on you through the window, and you were like throwing the dishes. I thought that was pretty funny.
It was last night.
Oh, that was last night.
Yeah, it was last night, and okay. I was doing the dishes by myself, and apparently she thought it was the cutest thing.
Googling over you. Oh my God! Look, he's drying the plate now. He's the cutest, most perfect man in the world.
If that's not a microcosm of like who I am, deep down in my soul, just doing dishes by myself at 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
You know what? You did it right because you are marrying a woman that can appreciate the small things, like you doing the dishes without her being there. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah. Well, I think Ashley and I complement each other very well.
You guys give good compliments for each other?
All the time.
I love whenever you say Ashley and I.
Ashley and I, because it sounds like Ashley I.
Yeah, and that's like obviously...
Ashley and I. I really should be the one changing my last name.
Jared Iaconetti.
Jared Iaconetti.
Yeah.
How often do people ask every day, is she going to be Ashley H? Is that right?
No. Oh, well, no? She's going to be Ashley Haben, which is really weird.
Mm.
The fact that she's going to be Haben. That's it. Like the Ashley you know, Ashley I. It's going to be Ashley Haben.
So she's going to keep
she's not going to hyphenate it.
She's going to stay Ashley Iaconetti on like her brand is still going to say Ashley.
Her brand's going to be like Ashley I.
Yeah.
But technically speaking, her name will be Ashley Nicole Haben. Which is weird to think about.
Yeah.
Because I feel bad because Ashley and Lauren are the last two Iaconettis.
Right.
So the poor Iaconetti name.
I'll marry Lauren and we'll just take Lauren's last name.
So no more Unglert?
I'm down to get rid of Unglert. It sounds like a weird last name anyway.
Unglert? What is that?
I think it's German.
German.
Yeah. But here's the thing with Unglert. I've never loved the last name because it does sound like you're gagging every time you say it. Like Unglert, you know?
Unglert.
Unglert.
I like the last name.
The nice thing is it's very uncommon.
Okay.
And so like I'm the only Dean Unglert in the world, if I remember correctly. You know? That's a pretty cool thing to be able to say. If I were to become Dean Iaconetti, I probably would still be the only one. But
yeah, probably.
But similar to how people know Ashley as Ashley Iaconetti, Dean Unglert is like, oh, you're the only Dean Unglert. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but people only know you as Deanie Babies.
That's a good point.
So that's like your brand name right
there. My last name to Babies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Let's explore the idea. Maybe that's why I suck at dating.
Why do you think you're suck at dating? What's the number one reason why you think you suck at dating?
Because I self-brand myself as a baby.
I mean, that's up there. I'll say that. Yeah. And your license plate. Is your license plate still Deanie Babies?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah. I've got Deanie Baby license plate. Baby Deanie Baby is my motorcycle license plate. And Vanny Baby is my van's license plate.
Are you serious? Vanny Baby?
Yes, sir.
How's the van life going?
It's great. I'm a week into van life. I have appointments to get my solar panels installed. My roof rack's getting installed next week.
Has anybody slept over in the van yet?
No.
All right. Just asking.
Just me.
Have you invited anybody back to the van?
No. I just feel like I'm going out to the bars and
I'm
hey,
just
what's
curious.
Up? No, I appreciate the curiosity.
I think that's what people are most interested in. I mean, obviously your adventures in a van, but also the idea of like, say you meet someone and you're like, hey.
If I live in the van for a year and I bring zero people back to my van to sleep, to stay the night with me, I will be perfectly happy with that.
As you well should, because I think this is more of a self-discovery.
Right.
Part of your life. Would you say that?
That's not really self. Yeah. I mean, surely everything I guess we can do is self-discovery. It's mostly just like, I think I talked about this last week. Like I was at the bar actually last week with my friends. We went golfing and then we went to the bars afterwards and they were like dancing with girls and like talking to girls. And I was sitting in the corner. I was like, I really don't want to be here. I have no interest in like meeting girls and like hitting on girls or anything like that.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just like, I've lost all interest in it. You know what I mean?
Do you think you're over it kind of, or is it more just the where you are right now?
I think part of it is the fact that I know that it's so impermanent of me being in this area. So it's like, oh, if I'm gone for the next 9 months, recording my podcast obviously every week and
obviously guys we're not losing Dean, I promise.
That's like, what's the point? You know, I don't want to waste anyone else's time. I definitely don't want to waste my own time.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you just plan on, because I think that is an interesting part of the van life, is you do have roots here in Los Angeles with the podcast and other avenues of work, but you're also going to be traveling so much. So have you kind of started mapping out exactly where you want to go and what you want to do with your van?
Yeah, I have.
Where's your first stop?
I'm going to drive it up the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check out like Seattle up there.
Mm-hmm. All the way.
Are you going to go to Canada?
All the way.
What do you mean all the way? All like the way to the tip of North America?
All the way, straight through the Yukon territories.
All the way. See ya.
I'm going to go find some polar bears. Yeah, I'm going to go up there, and then I'm going to come down into like the Rockies and explore the Rockies for a little bit, and then go to Central America and South America, depending on my ability to record a podcast on the road. I think it'll be easy. All I have to do is get a mic. Vanessa does it from Montreal. Montreal and like the Rocky Mountains are basically equal in terms of Wi-Fi capabilities.
I'm sure the van has great sound quality.
It does. I've soundproofed. I literally built a recording studio in my van for the sole purpose of recording my podcast.
Wow.
From it.
Yeah,
it's quite impressive. Awesome. This must be one big-ass van.
It's big. Oh,
it is
a
pretty
big
decent.
Van.
It's a,
so it's just me, Jared, and me in the studio every week?
And Mark.
And Mark.
Well, and Mark. And
so yeah. Me and Easton.
Yeah. No, Marco, the three of us. Yeah, it'd be fun.
You know, I think
it'll be good times.
This is really going to work. I'm pretty confident in our ability to make this work.
I agree. Right. So when you're driving up the Pacific Coast.
Actually, sorry to interrupt you.
No, go.
I might drive it out to your wedding. I think, did I message
you
that?
You did say that.
Yeah.
Now, you're driving cross country. I mean, that's, do you like being in a car? Because for me, I don't think I would be able to do this because I hate being in a car. I get car sick unless I'm driving, but I also don't like driving for more than probably 4 hours. Four hours, and then I start getting a little anxious.
Right, but so my friend is moving to Boston, and she's like, yeah, I'm moving back. Like, let's road trip across the U.S., and you can just bring me to Boston. And at first, I was like, nah, that sounds lame. And then I realized, I was like, well, I mean, I kind of bought the van to see all of America anyway, so I might as well drive it east and see all those states over there. But it's not like you're in a car for 35 hours because it's basically your house, you know? So it's like if you want to stop and play a video game for an hour, you can do that. You want to like watch Netflix, you can do that in the comfort of your own house, essentially, you know?
Did we ever ask where the initial thought of you living in a van came from? Like what really sparked it?
Maybe when I saw Free Solo and Alex Honnold just really just crushed it. I was like, you know what? I should probably do that.
Did you see a movie, Into the Wild?
It's been a while.
I just feel like that would inspire you too. I almost destroyed my driver's license after that movie.
Same. Yeah. It's a story. Chris McCandless, I think his name is. It was a book.
I read the book in high school. I read the book in high school.
What was those notes? What was
spark
that?
Notes.
Spark notes. Uh-huh. Were you a big spark note guy?
I was just a big like, hey, let me borrow your paper and make my own out of it. You know what I mean?
Did you cheat through high school?
Oh yeah,
big time.
For sure. College too.
Really? Were you a good student?
No. My high school GPA was maybe like a 3.2. My college GPA was like a 2.5.
That's not terrible.
It took me 5 years to graduate.
3.2? That's not bad.
I mean, high school.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever, I guess. It's just, what was yours?
That's like a B. Probably right around there.
I was never
that great of a student either.
I never applied myself. I was like, oh, I don't need to do homework or study. I'll just take the test and be okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you seem like the guy who's actually smart and could have been a great student, but just never applied yourself.
The application is really what I struggle with.
Yeah.
But thanks, I think.
Well, we should obviously always talk about Sugar Bear Hair because Sugar Bear Hair is the reason why we're here at Wango Tango being able to record a live Help I Suck at Dating podcast. And Dean has just amazing hair. I'm just trying to catch up to him. But if you used to have amazing hair and you might feel a little insecure about it, maybe it doesn't look as healthy anymore, you just have to ask yourself what happened, and you have to realize that healthier hair starts on the inside. And if you want your beautiful hair back, all you simply have to do is give it what it craves. And what your hair craves is Sugar Bear Hair. The gummy vitamins. Now, they take care of your hair. And if you're not getting enough sleep, then you'll love Sugar Bear Sleep. Delicious berry-flavored Sugar Bear Sleep gummies are getting rave reviews. We're talking fall asleep faster, best sleep ever type rave reviews.
I especially love that they have vegan and vegetarian gummies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think the sleep ones and the women's multi are vegan, and then the hair vitamins are vegetarian. I think that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Now, Sugar Bear Hair, if you want longer, stronger, healthier hair, you got to get Sugar Bear Hair gummies right now. And if you want a better night's rest, go get yourself some Sugar Bear Sleep to fall asleep faster and, of course, sleep better. Now, you can order both at sugarbearhair.com/help. sugarbearhair.com/HELP. One more time. That's sugarbearhair.com/help. To get your Sugar Bear Hair for longer, stronger, healthier hair, and the Sugar Bear Sleep to make sure that you get a better night's rest. Sugar Bear Hair.
sugarbearhair.com/help. Thanks, Easton.
You're welcome.
That was great.
Thanks.
Why don't we do some emails? We got a couple emails. Dean's favorite part of the podcast.
I love emails, you guys.
Love emails. How much do you love emails, Dean?
It's just great because it's like, you know, we're in a podcast studio. We're recording a podcast live from Mango Tango. Thank you, Sugar Bear Hair, for letting us be here. But we're just so isolated here. And an email allows us to reach out and almost physically touch the listeners and listen to their stories and then respond to them and almost have a conversation with them. And that's why I love email so much, because it just makes it so much more personal.
It does make it more personal. And my favorite emails come from one person, and this person's name is anonymous, because I just feel like anonymous really opens up because they're anonymous and nobody knows who they are. Now, this email is titled No Closure. My girlfriend dumped me in January randomly on the phone, and we haven't spoken since, giving me no closure. Although I feel like a lot of me has moved on, I still think about her quite a bit and definitely miss her. Recently, my friend stumbled upon her on Bumble, which surprised me, as she is not into hookups at all. Lastly, I saw her edit a picture of us on her VSCO, changing the caption to "Miss You." This has just made the idea of closure impossible and has me asking so many more questions. Do I reach out at all, or do I just move on? It has been a while, and also I feel like I was not very respected in the relationship, but somehow I still miss her. Dean, what are your thoughts on Anonymous?
I think that the fact that he is checking her, it's VSCO, by the way, not VSCO.
I don't know. What is that? VSCO? What is that?
I still don't really know exactly, but it's...
It's like a photo sharing site. You can put fun filters.
Like Imgur?
Kind of like immigrant.
But more girly.
Yeah.
Has it been around for a while?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whoops.
I think that he obviously is still hung up on her. If he's even just going back and checking her pictures for captions and he noticed a change in one of them to "Miss You," I mean, he's obviously still clinging on to the past. I would just take the blow, you know? You haven't talked to her, and it's June now. That's 4 months, 5 months. I think you just need to forget about it. Allow yourself to heal and move on, and allow her to heal and move on. Stop trying to like keep tabs on her. I know it's challenging and it's easy to say, but harder to do. But I think that especially if you didn't feel respected in the relationship, like I couldn't imagine going back to a relationship that I felt disrespected in, you know?
I guess I'm confused about, he saw her edit a picture of us and change the caption to "Miss You." So on her VSCO?
VSCO.
On her VSCO, there's a picture of two of them saying "Miss You."
But they haven't spoken
since she broke up with him?
That's the confusing thing.
Yeah, it's really confusing.
Or maybe she's just doing that to make another boy jealous.
Oof. I mean, if she is, then she's
also
the devil.
Also, those like passive aggressive, it's the wrong term, but it's got the same meaning to it, where it's like, why are you doing that? To convey any, are you doing it for self-healing? Are you doing it to prove a point to someone else? Are you doing it because you hope that this guy notices? Like, what is the purpose of it? It's like subtweeting, you know, or it's like posting moody captions and stuff like that. It's just like, what's the point of it? It's attention seeky, in my opinion.
It 100% is.
It's so vague and ambiguous. It doesn't get anywhere. All it leads to is more confusion. I personally don't think that he should be interested in a girl that thinks those methods are appropriate to communicate.
I'm curious how old she is or how old
they
are.
I'm going to say 19.
Yeah, I definitely, because it sounds like something a 19-year-old would do.
Yeah.
Like change the caption to a person that they broke up with and saying "Miss You," because it's kind of like fishing for compliments. Mm-hmm. You know how you'll say something that you feel insecure about because you're really just vocalizing it because you want somebody to say, no, you look great, you're fine. It's similar to that where she wants you, she wants you to still be in love with her, but she doesn't want to be with you. She just wants the...
No, but she's not even... She said that she hasn't talked... Or he said that she hasn't talked to her since January.
Yeah, but sometimes you put things online to kind of suggest certain things. And it's obvious that she knew that he was going to look on her profile, see the picture of them, and see that the caption had changed to "Miss You."
I suppose. I just know that I've been 19 and heartbroken and in this exact same situation. And it's easy for someone to be like, oh, yeah, move on. Like I'm telling him to do now. And I think you are as well. But in reality, it's a lot more challenging. All you can really do is just kind of, I would say, just stay busy. Buy a van. Maybe start renovating it. Just take off.
Yeah.
Go to college. That's my advice.
Go to college. Go to school.
No,
do something.
Quit college and just live the vagabond life, man.
No, I agree. I feel like some people give advice saying that you should face it head on.
Uh-huh.
But I agree with you. I think sometimes distraction is the best medicine. Because when I get distracted, then I get busy, and then I start thinking about other things, uh-huh. And then I do believe that time does heal all wounds. And so after a couple months of being distracted and so busy, I already feel better about the situation because I feel distant from it. I don't know. I guess that's not obviously, that shouldn't be advice for every situation because some situations you do need to handle straight on. But I think in this, I agree with you. I think
4 months.
Just like distract yourself. Try to get yourself away from the situation.
Eat some
don't
sugar
look
bear
at the profile.
Hair, get some beautiful long locks.
Looking at someone, looking at your ex-girlfriend's profile online is like the digital driving by their house. Yeah. You know how like, boy, you know, you in like 20 years ago, you want it sometimes like you drive by an ex's house to see if their car was in the driveway or just like see where they used to live or where you guys used to hang out.
Yeah, I mean, 20 years ago, I was 8 years old. So I wasn't
I'm not saying
that,
you, but you've heard stories or watched movies where they do the drive by. Easton, thank you.
That. I would check their MySpace and then I'd get in my car and drive by their house. I'm not
well,
joking.
That you meant you double dipped in that one. Not only did you do the online drive by, but then you physically got in your car and drove by their house.
That's right, and I
That's
didn't
quite
see
impressive.
Anything interesting.
And then just saw their car there and was like, "All right, cool. I'm glad I did that.
All's well.
All's well. Yeah, she's home. I don't know. And then like, if she wasn't home, what would you have done?
I don't know. Probably assume that she was doing something.
Like, yeah, something horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess I've been there before too.
Yeah, come on. We've all done that. All right, Dean, I have a question for you. We have a question from the Facebook group. Help I Suck at Dating. If you guys have not joined the Facebook group yet, please join it. Help I Suck at Dating Facebook group, podcast group, whatever it's called. And then also follow us on Instagram, Help I Suck at Dating. Dean runs that Instagram, which is why he just posted a selfie of himself the last time.
I know. I need to actually do a better job of like managing that profile.
Well, yeah, but that's okay. So this comes from the Facebook group. And the reason I want to ask is, Dean, you're single. You're out there. You know, you're in the dating world. I was in the dating world until about a year and a half ago. So one of our Facebook members asked, he needs help sliding into someone's DMs. Mm. How do you even approach that? What's something you should be saying? How do you slide into someone's DMs without it coming off creepy and to try to provoke a response?
You want to know who would love to answer this question?
Easton.
Nick Viall.
Oh, well, Nick would be all over it. Nick knows what he's doing.
Unprovoked, he'll bring up all the time his sliding game, his response rate. He has this great method, and I have to give him credit for it because I'm sure it's effective.
Well, what's his method?
He says you find the girl that you want to DM. You go back maybe a month or two in pictures, find something like a picture of her with a dog, and like DM her the picture
a
of
dog,
herself
huh?
of
yeah,
the dog.
Look for the dog.
And be like, that's a cute dog. What's its name? Or like something dumb like that, you know? And that way, like, initiates a conversation instead of like, hey, what's up?
Why a month back?
I'm just I don't know. It's a blanket term. I don't know. Generally speaking, just go back into the pictures.
Well, the only reason I'm asking why a month back, because I wonder if it was intentional to look back on their profile so they know that you were
looking through
it.
Yeah, I think that's the take on it.
Is what you do. You go back to the very first picture they ever posted.
Yeah.
And just comment.
Comment, like it, then send it to him and say, what a great way to start.
That's actually pretty funny. I like it.
Actually, that's really good.
I'm going to go back to both of your guys' first Instagram posts and see what we got here.
Oh, it's terrible.
And see how these started.
I would go back to yours, but how many pictures have you posted?
I posted a lot.
Let's see. Let's look at Dean. But to answer the question, I actually do really like, Easton, I actually think that's really funny. I don't know if it should be used.
I don't think anyone should do that.
I like it. I think it's good.
I like it too. Do you think it comes off creepy?
I mean, if it does, she's not the right one for you.
Yeah, I guess, right? That's true. But because we're using your method, and then she's not the right one for you, but it's me that's saying it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, now you're going to get in the weeds on this. I mean.
All right, Easton, I'm going to ask you a question right now.
Jared, do you still? Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. Who do you think has posted more pictures on Instagram of all time? Me or Dean?
Me. You said you made yours right after you went on the show.
I did.
I'm going to say Dean.
You're going to say Dean?
Yeah.
According to the top of Instagram, Deanie Babies has posted 413 posts. Mm. According to Instagram, Jared Haben has 518 posts.
That's crazy. Wow. Your Instagram.
How have you only posted 413 times? When did you create your Instagram?
In like 2011.
Wow. I'm assuming you just never posted.
Do you archive a bunch of stuff?
No, I don't. Although I did recently go back and archive all my pictures with my exes.
Oh.
I was like, what does archive mean?
Just like you delete them, but you can always put them back if you want.
You hide them.
So why didn't you completely delete the pictures with your ex.
You know, what if we get back together?
All right, that's fair. I don't know.
Why would I do a permanent delete?
Well, it's kind of like the forgetting Sarah Marshall moment, right? Where he's like going to delete all the pictures of Sarah Marshall, and then Bill Hader's like, "Hey, you actually didn't delete them." And he's like, "Well, just in case, I want to save them." And then Hader deletes
and the reason back to your original point, the reason that you have so many more posts than me is because I think ever since you and Ashley became a couple, you post a picture with each other every single day.
Every single day. Hold on. That's such a blanket wrong statement. Let me look at this.
I'm scrolling every three out of every four pictures is you and Ashley, which is great.
Well,
fiance. I agree. There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying I don't have that, so that's why you're posting more than I am.
Well, this is also like if I post a picture of myself.
You post a lot. Wow. I'm like 50 pictures back, and I'm only in August of last year.
You know, I just I look at it as work sometimes, you know. But I think you gotta. And the reason I post with Ashley so much is because I'll post a picture of myself and literally nobody will care. Like I posted, I think, cool pictures of myself.
Well, why do you gotta pander to the audience?
My dog.
Why don't you just post what you're interested in?
Well, I'm trying to balance the two, right? I want to post what I want to post, but I also want posts that do well that people who follow me find interesting.
I think you just gotta follow your heart.
I think my heart lies in the middle of both.
Corinne!
Oh, hello, hi. Corinne!
Hi!
Corinne. Hi, Corinne.
Jared has prepared many, many questions to ask.
I have prepared none, but we're just going to go right into it. Corinne Olympios, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Did you just get to Wango Tango?
I sure did.
Yeah? How's your experience so far? Nothing's happened, right?
No, nothing's happened. I had a really long, trafficy drive here.
Always fun.
My driver, Jimmy, was the man.
Did he talk a lot?
He didn't.
Oh, that's a good thing.
He did not.
I know. Isn't it bad that it's always horrible when you're in an Uber and they always want to talk to you?
Yes, but then sometimes when I feel like talking, I'm like, talk to me.
Oh, see,
please.
I never find myself. I want to talk in an Uber. Dean, you seem like an Uber talker.
You'll ask
the driver where they're from, how they're doing, all that good stuff.
It depends if it's like tense when I get in and I can feel the tension. I would like usually diffuse it with a couple questions.
There's tension in an Uber?
Sometimes. I'm sure Corinne, you've been there before, right? Like, you know, you get in and you sense he's having a bad day and you're like, okay, let's make this a little bit easier for him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Let's make sure that he knows that I'm a trustworthy guy. I'm not going to like do anything sketchy back here. Although I got in an Uber like 2 weeks ago and we were on our way to like No Vacancy or something and it was nighttime. And this was before I did the no drinking thing. And I cracked a beer in the back. And the Uber driver goes, oh, I hope you're not drinking a beer back there because like it's against the rules or whatever. And I was like, shit.
It's against the law, not just the rules.
The rules of the government, same thing. And I was like, crap, I just cracked this beer. And I lied to her. I was like, oh, it's just a soda, haha. And then I was getting out. And I was like, hey, listen, I'm so sorry. I lied to you earlier. I actually cracked a beer. I didn't drink any of it. But I just had to tell you the truth before I got out of here. That was my sketchiest Uber interaction I've ever had in my life.
You're a big rebel. Yeah. Well, Corinne, thank you for joining us once again. So, Corinne, you were obviously on Nick Viall's season of The Bachelor, one of our dear friends. And then you were on Bachelor in Paradise. So that's where everybody knows you from. But what are you up to now?
I am kind of all over the place right now. I'm developing some stuff with some studios and my book. I'm still working on it. I'm getting into music soon. And
getting into music?
Yes.
How so?
I have a voice.
This time
you
next
have a voice.
Year?
That I've hidden my whole life.
Do you want to give us a little sample
now? No, absolutely
not.
That's
not warmed
that's what
up,
I'm still
Jared.
Working on. That's what I'm still working on.
This time next year, you're going to be performing at Wango.
You know what? That's going to be my goal for this year.
I love it.
Now, have you always been a singer, or is this a new revelation over the past few years?
I've always really loved singing, like a lot. I'm like really good in the shower and like really good in my car. So
who's your favorite artist to sing? Like, do you have a song that you're like, oh, this is my go-to right here?
I am so good at singing Justin Bieber. I like pitch match him. I don't know what the tone is. I mean, the word is, but like, I'm like really good at like matching.
You're like, right. You're like Nick Cannon from Drumline. You can't read music, but you can knock it out of the park if you hear someone do it first, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Oh, that's very interesting. And you're writing a book as well.
Yes.
What are you writing about? Your experience on the show, yourself?
So first, I changed it already three times because I just like, I'm like not exactly like happy with it yet, and it's just been like so long. I'm kind of just getting exhausted of it, and like I just like needed to take a break from it because I was like, no, I can't like be doing a project that I'm getting exhausted of. Like, that's terrible. So I like put it to the side for a few. Now I'm back writing it again with my ghostwriter, and it's coming along really great. It is going to be kind of like a self-help slash biography, autobiography.
Mm-hmm. So. Nice. A self-help slash autobiography. Well, if you've had
three
exciting ideas,
that's three separate books. I sense a trilogy coming, perhaps.
The Corinne yeah. Olympios trilogy.
Yep. It's coming, guys.
I really like that. So this is also a relationship podcast. It's called okay. Help, I Suck at Dating.
Yeah,
so the
Corinne,
question
what's going
for you.
On in your life?
Exactly.
Romantically.
Oh, man. Well, I have a boyfriend.
Nice. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I knew that actually. You've posted about him, right?
Yeah. I always post about him.
Yeah. That's true. So, John. What's his name? What's his social security John. Number? All that good stuff.
His name is John.
How'd you guys meet?
So, actually, he lives in New York. I live in LA. And I was home in Miami for like music week. And my friend from high school was like, okay, you have to go out with my friends. Like, they're going out tonight. I'm not, but like, just. Like, here's this kid's number. Like, just hit him up. He'll take you out. Like, whatever. I'm like, okay. And so I, like, FaceTimed him. And I was like, hi. Like, I'm Corinne. I'm coming out tonight. He's like, cool. Like, whatever. Really cool guy. I, like, hung up the phone. And, like, I was with my sister. And me and my sister were like, you're going to date him. She was like, you're going to date him. I was like, yeah, I'm going to date him. And so we just dated after that.
And how long has it been?
Ew, I said that story really lame.
Oh, that was great.
I swear it actually wasn't that lame. But like,
it sounds pretty normal.
Yeah,
right?
I like, think it sounds pretty great. Lame.
It was cool.
It sounds it cute. Cool. It sounds yeah. like you were excited to meet him and you guys met and you hit it off. And sure enough, you're still together.
And then how long has it been?
It's been over a year already. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are we thinking this could be the one?
I think so.
Wow, that's very exciting.
You know, once you hit a year is really when you have a good... I would imagine, I've never hit a year with dating anyone, but I would imagine that would be the threshold of like, okay, I can actually see me spending the rest of my life with this person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a year is a good gauge to know which way this relationship is going.
Yes. Yeah, it was. It's just like, I don't know, it's like a little bit... how do I phrase this? We haven't lived together yet.
Mm. And that's a big step.
Did you guys
obviously.
Live together?
No, well, we started living together once we got engaged. So we've been living together okay. for about a year now.
So you waited until you got engaged. See, John's like, yeah. I don't want to get engaged until like we live together for like a little bit. Like, just
I think
to make
I'd be
sure.
The same way.
No, and, like, that's fair. The only
and
reason
I also live across the country. It's not like we live in the same city and we don't live together. Like, I live really far away.
Yeah, so you guys have been doing long distance for a year now?
Yeah.
Wow. So
but
how does
I mean,
that
I'm
work?
Like nuts. So like, I went there every weekend for a while.
Oh,
and
wow.
like, my team was kind of just like, okay, like, you can't do that.
Does he come here at all?
No, he came here like three times.
Oh, okay.
But like he works, like I don't. I'm like a floater, you know, so it's easy.
Well, you work, it's just a different type of work.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Of course, no, it's true. So do you try to see like each other once a month? Is that kind of like...
No, no, like three times a month.
Oh, that's really good. A buddy of mine was doing long distance for a whole year, and it was every month they would switch off.
Well, that's a good for the listeners, Corinne. Can you give advice to someone that might be in a long distance relationship that you've learned that you could help them with? That would be able to help them in their relationship, I guess.
Honestly, being in a long distance relationship, like, you have to be on your communication. Like, from the start, like, it was almost weird. Like, I never had this kind of communication with, like, anyone I've ever dated. He would answer every single phone call. Hmm. And I was just like...
What a guy.
Oh. Sounds exhausting.
No, like, literally... But I wouldn't call him excessively. Just, like, anytime I called, he would answer. And it was just like... texting, like, check-ins, and like, it was just nice.
Yeah,
like,
no game never, playing.
Yeah, like, why the game playing? Like, never was into that.
Oh, nobody is, but somehow it
I
still
know,
happens all
but
the time.
Like, guys, you gotta cut it out. Like, that was so 2016. Like, get over it.
Is he older?
No, he's actually my age. Ew, weird. I hate that. I always said I would never date a guy that was my age.
How old are you?
Actually, a secret, he's like a few months younger than me.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I just, like, I hate that, actually.
Why?
So
who
much.
Cares?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like, I feel like I need, like a protector, like a man.
I'm younger
you know?
Than Ashley.
Are you?
Yeah,
no,
by a few
not.
Months. Yeah, she's March. I'm November. We're the same age, but she's...
Oh, same.
She was born
same.
About 6-7 months before me. Yeah, same Z's.
You're getting engaged.
I'm 27. He's 26, turning 27.
Oh, okay.
Coming up.
Yeah. And I'm turning 28.
Up.
Oh, my
When's
God.
When's your birthday?
You guys are getting engaged. 11, I'm calling 11. It now.
11-11. Oh, okay. I'm 11-15. Are you a Scorpio?
Yes, I am.
Obviously the best. So we're obviously at Wango Tango. Thank you to Sugar Bear Hair for putting this on for us. But who are you excited to see tonight? We got Jonas Brothers. We have Taylor Swift.
All the people.
All the peeps?
All the people.
All the peeps?
All the peeps.
Are you a Jonas Brothers super
I'm
fan?
I'm a Nick.
You're Nick.
I'm a Nick.
So that's your favorite. Ashley's is Joe.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one's married to Bianca?
Nick is. No. Nick's Bianca.
Joe is Bianca.
No, Joe is Priyanka. Sophie Turner, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. See, Easton knows what's up.
I don't know.
And then Kevin, I think.
What do you think of that couple, Sophie and Joe?
I don't know much about it. That is so.
I think she could be dating some, like, honestly, like, Jonas Brothers, you guys are G's, but she could be dating a G.
So I think that's a great conversation for you to have with Ashley, because Corinne will also be on the Almost Famous iHeartRadio podcast, which is also recording live from Wango Tango. And I think that's a great conversation you should have with Ashley, because I guarantee you my fiance will have many thoughts on that.
Isn't Jonas like the pinnacle of stardom in today's world, or no?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think the pinnacle of stardom in today's world, that's actually a great question.
Besides the Help I Suck at Dating co-host.
I would say right now, Bradley Cooper.
That's
wrong. Or Keanu Reeves.
That's wrong. You just sound silly. On that note, we got to wrap up this week's episode of Help I Suck at Dating. Big thank you to Sugar Bear Hair for longer, stronger, healthier hair. Be sure to check out Sugar Bear Hair. Sugar Bear Sleep to help fall asleep faster and sleep better. You can order both of those at sugarbearhair.com/help. That's sugarbearhair.com/help. Big thank you to Corinne, of course, for stopping by and saying hi.
Thanks.
And Jared and Easton, of course, for being here on a Saturday.
Thank you, Dean, on a Saturday.
I was waiting for that. You're so welcome. You guys are so welcome. Thank you to Wango Tango. We're excited to go catch some shows. And then one last time, big thank you to Sugar Bear Hair. Be sure to tune in a couple days. We're still going to have a Tuesday episode this week, so... We'll talk to you then.
Yeah, it's Saturday, so hopefully on Monday we all suck a little less. Yeah.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating with Great Dean, stuff. Vanessa, and Sweet. Jared. Woo! On iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.